WMFR is headquarters.
All right, 1,000 points of light. WMFO.
Halloween is upon us.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge. It would be like taking candy from a baby.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters! Heart attack, cancer, stroke! Save yourself and all those animal lives! Go vegan now! Free recipes at PETA.org.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Family, religion, friendship. These are the three demons you must slay if you wish to succeed in business.
Well, I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Time.
Putting it together, welcome
from the best DJ.
And you know this,
yeah,
man.
This time, we're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Me kick it.
Kicking the old school. And dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
1,000 points of light, WMFO.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Out tonight.
Welcome to 1,000 Points of Light, a special edition of 1,000 Points of Light on this Halloween evening of 2021. I'm your special guest DJ, Edward Bukert, filling in for Jay. He's one of my favorite WMFO DJs. I regularly host my program. Well, actually, I've got two different sound collages here on Friday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. that I make. And this evening, I'm bringing you a Halloween spooktacular. We're going to be playing in the second hour of the show a drama going way back to 1943. A drama from the golden age of radio, Sorry Wrong Number. And we're going to be mixing that up on top of some Tangerine Dream. In fact, an entire Tangerine Dream album from 1975 called Rubicon. It's a very scary drama. And before that, though, in the first hour, we're going to be playing you a whole bunch of different, well, Halloween-themed music. I mean, if you talk about Halloween, there are just so many things that work with music of all sorts that you could relate. We started off the show. Well, actually, we started off the program with a public service message from people from the Ethical Treatment of Animals about going vegetarian, a way to help save the planet and be green and be healthier and live a longer life. Yes, vegetarian food, a vegetarian diet can definitely help people do that. So, we're gonna be playing a bunch of different styles of music in the next set, which is gonna be about a half an hour long. We're gonna be, in particular, hearing a song from Daniel Johnston, who was quite a character and a fascinating musician and a friend of Arthur, host of the Grand Hour on Wednesday mornings here from 5 to 6 a.m. And Kurt Cobain was a big fan of Daniel Johnston. And we're also going to be hearing from the 10th Planet and a sound collage that includes two Christian preachers talking about how at least the gigs that they've got in Christianity are about making money. And we're going to be going way back and hearing some jazz from Billie Holiday. Also, a local band from Boston, and Lemmy from Motorhead. But first, we're going to start off with a Japanese female duo, Chiba Mato. And this is a song about a ghost, a girl ghost who lives on the 10th floor.
that old devil called love again gets behind me and keeps giving me that show again, putting rain in my eyes, tears in my dreams, and rocks in my heart. It's that sly old son of a gun again. He keeps telling me that I'm the lucky one again, but I still have that rain, still have those tears, and those rocks in my heart. Suppose I didn't stay, ran away, wouldn't play, the devil, what a potion he would brew. He'd follow me around, build me up, tear me down, till I'd be so bewildered I wouldn't know what to do. Might as well give up the fight again. I know darn well he'll convince me that he's right again when he sings that siren song. I just gotta tag along with that old devil called love. He'd follow me around, build me up, tear me down, till I'd be so bewildered I wouldn't know what to do. Might as well give up the fight again. I know darn well he'll convince me that he's right again when he sings that siren song. I just gotta tag along with that old devil called love. With that old devil called.
I can only write this behind a locked door for fear of the world coming down on top of my head. I was at a Walmart in Joplin, Missouri recently. I was standing in line with some shaving cream. All around me, Halloween displays were up and Halloween candy was everywhere. I stood in a long line of all kinds of people. Most of them were holding bags of candy. Men coming home from work. Tired eye with slightly bent backs dressed in heavy clothing, standing in line with nothing in their hand but a bag of candy to give to little kids. I didn't think they did that anymore. I tried to imagine kids going door to door where I live. No way. Standing in line with the humans and their candy, it made me feel like I came from a different planet where the streets were covered with bullet casings and dried blood. I'm screwed up and sentimental, I know. I remember how much I used to look forward to Halloween. 24 hours later, I was in Ohio, at a hotel near the Greyhound station, where drug dealers were working the parking lot. Some things are over with, really over with.
I was 75 cents an hour with a bigger chub when I preached on Sundays and pastored the church, and I said, because I was faithful, God's now given me a Cadillac, hallelujah. And I said, I'll tell you something else, God would have something wrong with him if he didn't, because Jesus Christ himself said that no man hath forsaken houses or lands or fathers or mothers or brothers or friends, except that he'll get 100-fold more in this life and in the life to come, eternal life.
Get meetings, or you don't get booked back unless you have a gimmick. Whereas the evangelists say it's a ministry. Like it's incredible. They'll say, "Oh, brother so and so, he's got the ministry of laying on of hands, or he's got the ministry of prophecy." That's a gimmick, and the guys that have the gimmicks get the big meetings and do good. And I mean, I used one time. I had a thing where there's a special kind of ink you can buy, and you put it on, and with perspiration, the salt starts to come out, and you start to perspire. It'll turn red, and so I painted a cross, you know, I just did a cross like this in my head. And while I was preaching, the cross started to show immediately, people started nudging each other, you know, and of course it went away, I think, after a while, it lasted so long, my wife's like, you know. But afterwards, I mean, like, I had that whole audience, that was the biggest meeting that I've ever had, because they saw that cross, and said, "Oh, Brother Marjorie, when you were preaching tonight, the cross was over your head." I mean, that was convinced them, you know, that it was really very, very real, and it made it very easy for me to, take offerings and receive money.
Always. white to the people who tell him that he was nothing but a lazy bum. But goodbye to them, he had to go. Now he's Casper the Friendly Ghost. Nobody treated him nice while he was alive. You can't buy no respect like the librarian said, but everybody respects the dead. They love the friendly ghost. And now they say we'll never forget what he learned us. We were mean to him, but he never burned us in. Love lives forever. Thank you, Casper the Friendly Ghost. Thank you, Casper the Friendly
Candy. be legendary even in hell.
Tuned in to 1,000 Points of Light here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your special guest, DJ Edward Buechert, filling in for Jay, who is expected to be back again next week. This Halloween evening, we are bringing you a spooktacular sound collage. We started off that last set with the Japanese female duo Chiba Mato and 10th Floor Ghost Girl from their Hotel Valentine album. And then going way back, as we are wont to do here, Billie Holiday, That Old Devil Called Love. And then a duo, a duet between Henry Rollins and Motley Crue. Well, actually, it wasn't quite so much a duet as, yes, a sonic montage. Henry Rollins, a spoken word piece about some adventures in his life. And Motley Crue, talking about the children of the beast. And then we followed that with a sound collage based on a piece from the 10th Planet called Ghosts, their Ministry of Sound mix, remixed with two Christian preachers. My thanks going out to Sonic Anarchist Extraordinaire Chuck Yu. I picked up those from one of his Easter programs on our sister station WMBR 88.1 on your FM dial. First on your FM dial here in the Boston area. And then we heard from Daniel Johnston, Casper the Friendly Ghost. He's a friend of Arthur, who hosts the Grand Hour from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. on Wednesday mornings here, bringing you dramas from the golden age of radio. And then it was a Boston local band. Well, that's what they were before they hit the big time, the Cars, in a Roy Thomas Baker production. Candy O, from the album of that same name. And then we brought things to a head-banging close in that set with Lemmy and Motorhead and The Devil I Know. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Wendy Carlos. And this is a piece from her Tales of Heaven and Hell album called Transitional. In the next set, we're going to be hearing from Elvis Presley and a live recording from the Middle East nightclub in Cambridge. Again, going way back to 2006, a piece recorded by Chuck Yu on God and Religion. It's All in Your Head. Also, I'm going to be playing you a percussion piece that I composed using sampled marimbas, balafons, and vibes in the Phrygian dominance scale I call Devil's Sandwich. Also, John Trudell, the Native American artist, and some classic rock from Led Zeppelin. And all of that's going to be sandwiched between two pieces from AC/DC, the Young Brothers. And both of them are pretty Halloween themed here, as we continue our Halloween spooktacular with a technical difficulty. No! With some sweet candy for you. Here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
She turned up. What act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. You fooled me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. Like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh yes you are. Devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
God and religion is clearly a historical, culturally determined concept. God and religion is.
Kant, Immanuel Kant, Bertrand Russell said, we don't know the intrinsic nature of the physical world. The intrinsic nature of the physical world is just revealed to us from the outside, from how it looks, from how every physical particle affects every other physical particle. But what's it like in itself? What's the thing in itself?
Were you ever puzzled
thesis
about
of
God?
How we believe that humans are pattern-seeking, storytelling animals. It is almost impossible for us to look out at nature and not find some sort of pattern and then tell a story about it. That's what myths and stories are all about, is giving some meaning to the pattern. Now, the question is the pattern real or not? The one best method we have for determining that is science.
But when do you think of God, Douglas?
I think of God when I'm lying in bed, Miss Parker. It makes me feel better. I seem to go to sleep faster.
One of the greatest remaining mysteries of science is the enigma of human consciousness. What makes us who we are creates that sense of the self and the world. Understanding how the brain creates the self is one of the holy grails of modern science.
I feel like God's just telling me, buy this, fuck, and you'll get that.
And, you know, only in America would a conversation like this consistently be brought back to this need to prove God. Look, you can't prove it. Let me just say it as clearly as I can. There are no proofs of God. Whether there is a God or not, nobody knows. We'll find out, I guess, in the end. But in the meantime, as storytelling animals, we continue to spin stories about our world, and the scientific worldview is our story for today.
Were you ever puzzled about God?
Well, you don't have an answer.
Were you ever puzzled?
There is a sense, I think, in Christianity, as with other religions, that somehow Christians are better than others.
What do I say to Muslim or other non-believers?
I would invite
an Orthodox believing Jew, look at your scripture.
I would never put down somebody else's faith, but I would certainly try and encourage them to look critically at Christianity and at what they believe. And if they will, I think God the Father will bring them to a conclusion that Jesus Christ is the true and one way.
Kant said, one natural speculation is that intrinsic nature of the physical world has something very deep to do with consciousness. This leads to what philosophers call panpsychism.
I don't think panpsychism has... my own view is consciousness is good and something special about human beings, and it's not everywhere. I mean, that's the cool thing about it. It's not everywhere. If it's a fundamental, it would be matter is everywhere. Electrons are everywhere. Consciousness just hides in very special brains.
Well, Berkeley would say, have you ever seen anything without consciousness?
Well, that's true, but
no,
that's
every time you see something, you're conscious.
Well, that's right. But consciousness goes where I go, where minds go. But minds aren't everywhere. Electrons don't have any minds.
Do we really have any record of any observation of anything that didn't involve consciousness? No, because the observation was conscious.
You're getting spooky on me. I think we got to end this conversation because before I get really weirded out.
I don't know, baby.
Network. Yes, I do.
It's WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM.
Sun, baby, crazy like a man, baby, love sharper than the knife, baby, confusion, a trail of my life, baby, regret in the palm of my hand, baby, but I don't remember, baby, I can't let it go, baby, something to what I did, baby, what I don't want to know, baby, history of my stories, baby, endings, tattered glories, baby. Baby, look at you, baby. Been through a mill of your own, baby. You've seen some sad times too, baby. Still, there's a good life for you, baby. No real need to rush, baby. Just be careful what you do, baby. I can see in your eyes, baby. You've been a victim before, baby. Of people like the devil and me, baby. The devil and me, baby.